This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Thousands of people took to the streets across the country last night to protest the election of Donald Trump. In Dallas, about 200 to 300 people gathered near the American Airlines Center. A crowd of mostly young people chanted and waved anti-Trump signs. No reports, though, of arrests or significant incidents. Next Generation Action Network organized the rally in Dallas. Protests in Texas also took place at UT Austin and the University of Houston. Donald Trump does have support from many elected Republicans in Texas, and to that list you can now add Jason Villalba. Earlier this year, the Dallas State House member pulled no punches in a column he wrote for the Texas Tribune. The headline, Donald Trump is the death of the Republican Party. Villalba yesterday told KERA he wrote it because he was backing U.S. Senator Ted Cruz for the Republican presidential nomination. So Villalba meant what he said at the time.
Do I regret it? Sure. When you say things like that in the public forum as an elected official, you can guarantee you're going to get some arrows. I certainly did. But I thought it was the right thing to do. I've never been one to shy away from controversy if I thought I was in the right. Now I believe it's time to unify and get behind this man who I said some pretty powerful things about.
Unity may be difficult, though. Trump has made controversial comments in the past about people of color. He's also been criticized for not understanding the African-American and Latino experience. Though Trump pledged to fix inner cities in his victory speech, Dallas State Senator and Democrat Royce West told KERA, it's up to the president-elect to prove to others if he means that.
You can kind of look at who he selects to be in his cabinet. If you have a bunch of all-white males in his cabinet, then he'll never, ever understand the experiences of Hispanics and African Americans. I think that he's got to get people around him that look like, frankly, Jason and myself in order to get that perspective, if indeed he wants a true perspective.
You can listen to the full interviews of Jason Villalba and Royce West with Chris Boyd at kera.org/think. The Lone Star Film Festival opens its 10th edition tonight in Fort Worth. Our big screen team previews the lineup with the festival's executive director.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking with Chad Matthews, the executive director of the Lone Star Film Festival. Chad, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
Each year, the festival gives out the Stephen Bruton Award, which honors musicians who have contributed to the world of film. And this year, Don Henley will be presenting it to Clint Black. And I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about why he is receiving the award this year.
Yeah, Clint Black has been a wonderful supporter and fan of Fort Worth. So having him connected with the film festival really does put an emphasis on the city of Fort Worth. And that was kind of where that decision came into play. He's a wonderful guy. Don Henley is very generous in donating his time to come out and present this award to Clint Black. We're really excited about it. I think it's going to be a really good fit for the festival.
I know this is a tough question for any festival director, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If you had to name a couple of movies that you think people just should not miss, what might those movies be?
You know, I would take a chance on, a documentary. A really good one called Jackson, which is just a really incredible story about the closing of the last abortion clinic in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, for a subject matter like that, something that I'm not really excited about watching, I was so moved by that film. It was so interesting to see both sides. Really a challenging film that I would highly recommend. Another film that I'm really excited about is The Other Kids. It's directed by Chris Brown, who's actually going to be attending the film festival. This film is really interesting because the director didn't go into the project with a scripted plan, but he workshopped with these high school kids, and I really feel like he captured an authentic taste of American teenagers that is really something that, you know, I would love for people to see.
One of the good gets this year is Lion, which stars Dev Patel, who people might remember from Slumdog Millionaire. This one, I think, is being positioned for awards consideration, and it seems each year Lone Star really benefits from its spot on the calendar in November in terms of getting films like that. I remember last year you all showed Carol, which ended up getting a lot of nominations. It must make your job a little easier knowing that you can usually get a big film like that to kind of build the festival around.
Having a film like Lion is a really good opportunity for us to just kind of sprinkle in some of those showcase films. And you're right, with the particular time of year that Lone Star plays, a lot of these studios are amping up their Oscar buzz. And, you know, the relationship we've had with the Weinstein Company to have a film like Lion come in, it's just a perfect mixture of us being able to see a really good film and them being able to just get a little bit more exposure before Oscar season.
There's been a fair amount of change and turnover at the festival in the last couple of years, including at the top, as you know as well as anybody. I'm wondering how you think Lone Star has changed in terms of its mission or the kinds of movies you're showing or anything else that you think is important.
Well, with this being our 10th year, I feel like the mission and goal of the Lone Star organization is still on point. Our goal is to bring the very best of cinema to Fort Worth, and we also want to encourage film education. You know, those things are really important to us, and that is continued from the very beginning to now. So I feel like we are going in the same direction. In terms of expanding the festival, I feel like there is some growth potential. You know, if you've just completed 10 years of showing great movies and having these programs in play, it's time to now double that up. You know, let's do more year-round programming. Let's expand the festival. And I think those discussions are about to take place.
Chad Matthews, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chad.
That was Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner of our Big Screen team. The Lone Star Film Festival runs through Sunday. Details are at artandseek.org. In the forecast, no mention of rain through tomorrow. Just partly sunny skies today with a high of 68. Overnight low 52, and then partly sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high of 75. 53 degrees in Dallas, 55 now in Fort Worth.